brothers and sisters and the cruelty of separation. That's a subject at the heart of Khaled Hosseini's latest novel, And the Mountains Echoed. Hosseini's the Afghan-born best-selling author of The Kite Runner. And to wrap up this section of the program, here he reads from his new novel, a story of two children separated by war.
The section I'm about to read is we meet Pari, who is a little girl who was torn from her brother. She's now, I guess, in her 60s, and she's living in France, and she has received a phone call through which she learns about the fact that she had a brother. Pari's hands shake. A startling thing is happening to her, something truly remarkable. The picture of it in her mind is of an axe striking soil and suddenly rich black oil bubbling up to the surface. This is what's happening to her. Memory is struck upon, rising up from the depths. She gazes out the window in the direction of the brasserie, but what she sees is not the skinny waiter beneath the awning, black apron tied at the waist and shaking a cloth over a table, but a little red wagon with a squeaky wheel bouncing along beneath a sky of unfurling clouds, rolling over ridges and down dried-up gullies, up and down ochre hills that loom and then fall away. She sees washing lines and women squatting by a stream, and a hawk-nosed man digging a ditch, shirt plastered to his back with sweat, and a veiled woman bent over a cooking fire. But something else, too, at the edge of it all, at the rim of her vision, and this is what draws her most, an elusive shadow, a figure, at once soft and hard, the softness of a hand holding hers, the hardness of knees where she'd once rested her cheek. She searches for his face, but it evades her, slips from her each time she turns to it. Pari feels a hole opening up in her. There has been in her life, all her life, a great absence. Somehow she has always known. "Brother," she says, unaware she's speaking, unaware she's weeping.
Khaled Hosseini, reading from his most recent novel, And the Mountains Echoed. I'm Anne Strainchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.